such a lovely day. Much too nice to go to school, I thought I'll stay away. So with my shoes in my hand, I crept out of the house. I tiptoed quickly down the lane into the field beyond, thinking that I'd have a swim in Farmer Johnson's pond. Then I heard somebody coming, so I had to hide in case they saw me and told the teacher. So I ran and jumped and landed, but I wasn't very lucky, 'cause I finished up flat on my face in a ditch both deep and mucky. And me with me best pants on, ooh, me mum'll be wild. Then I pulled myself from out the ditch, my shoes were dripping full. When charging across the field, I saw old Farmer Johnson's bull. What a right day off this, I thought. I put me best foot forward to beat the bull across. 'Twas a toss-up who would get there first, but the old bull won the toss. Well, if I went to school now, I couldn't sit at me desk. I struggled on, determined that I'd get me swim somehow. Then tripped and fell into a heap where once there'd been a cow. Oh, I'm sure the teacher wouldn't let me in school in this state. I sat there feeling miserable and looking like a wreck, when suddenly a bee decides to sting me on the neck. Oh, that's enough, I thought. I'm going back home to me mum and tell her everything. By the time I got back to the house, I felt chilly in the breeze. Mum said, "Is that our Jimmy?" And I answered with a sneeze. I must have got a cold dibby doze. The doctor came, said, "Keep him warm in bed today and Sunday. It's just a chill, I'm sure he will be fit for school on Monday." Then it dawned on me. Oh, heck. I'd played the hop, been ducks don't toss, and I felt such a fool. Forgetting it was Saturday when no one goes to school. Don't some bothers have a...